Three, two, one. Thank you, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you might receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock, and I hope you're getting ready to come. And then our regular preaching hour begins about 11. Our evening service begins at 4 o'clock, and so we invite you to come and trust that you will and be with us during this good time of fellowship. We have a song I'd like to play for you this morning. We've been preaching the last several Sunday mornings concerning the devices of Satan. And this morning, we'd like to continue along that same line in our message. And in this song, it's a good song. It's entitled, Go Satan. So listen to the words of this song. This song goes along with the message that we've been preaching for the last seven Sunday mornings. And this morning is our eighth part of the series. The first message was on how that Satan tempts us. The second was on how that Satan continually works and gives us evil thoughts. And number three was how that Satan takes advantage of us. Number four was how that Satan binds us. Number five is the hindering power of Satan. And number six was Satan accusing us. And number seven was Satan causing us to be deceived and doing things that's wrong for us to do. Today's lesson, number eight, is concerning how that Satan desires to have you. And it's taken from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 31. I'm really glad what Jesus said in this verse, and read it. Luke, chapter 22, and verse 31. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold now, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. I'm glad that the Bible says Satan hath desired to have you. I'm glad that word desired is in there. Well, no, I'm not glad that it's possible that I can fall into the hands of Satan and do his bidding. But I'm glad that Satan can't have me without asking Jesus for me. He has to ask permission. And this is what Satan has done for Peter. He's gone before Peter and said, "Hey, I want this man. I want to ruin his life." And I'm glad that only by the command of Jesus can I be given into the hands of Satan. Makes me want to get real close to Jesus. Makes me want to just be as pure as I can be before Jesus. You know, this thought about Peter falling into the hands of Satan, or about you and I falling into the hands of Satan, is not written to anybody that's lost. You see, Satan already has lost people. Now, he doesn't have to go before Jesus and say, "I want so-and-so that's lost," because he's already got them. Lost people are going to die and go to hell because they've willfully refused Jesus as their personal Savior. And today, if you have willingly, willfully refused Jesus as your personal Savior, then when you die and you wake up in hell and then you stand before the judgment of Christ, you will have nothing to say except, "Lord, I am guilty. It's my fault that I'm here." Notice now that only saved people are those whom Satan wants. Satan does not want lost people. He's already got them. So he only wants those that are saved. And today, if you're saved, if you're one of those believers in Christ, if you have that eternal salvation that only comes through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, then Satan wants you. That's right. Satan wants me. And he's going to do all he can do to get us. Now notice this. Jesus knows what's going on, but Peter was ignorant of Satan's desires. And this is so with me and you today. Jesus knows. Jesus understands what Satan is after. But many times you and I just simply don't know. Jesus told Peter plainly, "Peter, Satan hath desired to have you." And then Peter said, "Well, Lord, he's not either." Peter is actually accusing Jesus of lying. You know, Peter says, "Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death." And Peter wasn't ready to stand the smallest test. That's the way we are, isn't it? We think that we're ready to just fight the devil off and he'll never bother us. And the truth of the matter is, we can't even stand the smallest stress that Satan puts upon us. We'll fall and fail away from serving the Lord Jesus Christ. What was it that Satan wanted to see about Peter? You know, the Bible said here, Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." And so the purpose of Satan getting Peter was that he might be sifted as wheat. Now what the phrase there means is that Satan desires to take all of the external parts of Peter away. And Satan desires to look into the very holiness, the purity, the sinlessness of Peter's soul. This is a remarkable thing indeed. For this is something that Satan has never been able to really get to see. You see, Satan looks on the outside of things and never does understand the inside of what's going on. Satan doesn't understand the why of a person that keeps standing for Jesus when they're persecuted. And Satan wants to take down all the external parts of Peter and to look into his soul and see what he's got in there. Satan does not understand salvation because he's not saved. He's lost. Well, if he ever was, he's has an eternity in the lake of fire because Satan is altogether wicked and evil. Somebody would say, well, if Satan could ever just see what salvation was really like, he would accept it. Oh, no. If Satan could see what salvation was really like, all he would do is tear it apart. That's all he would do. He intends to devour it. Just like in the parable of the four kinds of seed that was sown on the four different kinds of ground, and one kind of seed fell upon stony hearts, and the fowls of the air came and ate them up. And so this is what Satan is desiring to do. The fowls of the air, their art is representative of Satan, and how that Satan comes and steals the gospel away, and he just takes it away. And this is what Satan is wanting to do with Peter. He's wanting to come in and to take that very kernel of salvation that lays in the very innermost part of Peter and take it away. And it cannot be done. Peter can't lose his salvation. He can lose his life. He can lose his influence. He can lose his, quote, Christianity, unquote, but he cannot lose his salvation, because Jesus will protect him. And so it is with you, and so it is with me. Once we're saved eternally. It is possible for us to lose our life. It is possible for us to lose our influence as a godly person, but it is impossible for us to lose our salvation. If you would, look in the book of 2 Peter now, chapter 3. We're using this passage because Peter, in this place, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, Peter is doing exactly what Jesus said he ought to do. In the book of Luke chapter 22, in verse 32, Jesus said, "But I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." And so Jesus wants Peter to strengthen the ones that remain. And so in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 17, Peter writes these words: "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." And so Peter is warning those, even as we would warn folks today, don't think that just because you think you can stand, that you're going to stand. It's very possible that you're ready to fall. Peter was ready to stand, wasn't he? He said, "I'm going to go to death." And the very next day, Peter was denying Jesus Christ, his Lord and Savior. Has that ever happened to you? Perhaps at work. Perhaps in everyday life, denying Jesus Christ. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again today. We want to preach again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, on another part of the ways of Satan, or the devices of Satan, the things that he uses to cause us to fall. In the meantime, we want to invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, Forestell, Missouri. Our services begin this morning at 10 o'clock, regular preaching at 11, and then our afternoon services at 4 o'clock. You're welcome to come, and we trust you will bring your Bibles and your families and study the Word of God with us. Thank you now for listening.